Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
When I was still a seminarian, I was invited to hang out with a few of my friends who just wanted to discuss church and regular things. So during the night, we talked and argued about many things, sometimes useless things, sometimes not. In the middle of the night, we got on the subject of fatherhood and what it actually means to be a father. So we started to admire church fathers and elders of the church who really were these true father figures of Christian faith. The discussion was definitely the highlight of my night because it elevated the bar even higher for myself, as I knew that I would someday, with God's grace, be a priest and a husband and a father. I was excited. But then one guy in the group, he said, "These sayings of the saints are amazing, they're all good, but they're for sure not attainable in today's age." And I think almost all of the guys agreed with his statement, except myself and my friend. I didn't argue. I didn't want to argue. But my friend, on the other hand, he decided to share with us one of his memories he experienced from his home parish. My friend recalled a particular weekday liturgy. Just a normal weekday liturgy, not a feast day, not an obligation, nothing special. A divine liturgy that anybody could skip and have easily skipped and go home to family to relax after a long day's work. So my friend was sitting in a pew an hour before liturgy, he was praying. And then he saw a young father come maybe 45 minutes before liturgy. And his father, came to church straight from work. He was standing in his dirty, smelly work clothes, first praying in front of the icon of Christ, and then the icon of Theotokos, our mother. A few minutes later, his wife with his children came and opened the doors to the church from the lobby. And his children came to the church, but when his wife opened the church door, his youngest boy said, "Daddy," top of his lungs, full of excitement to see his father, and ran towards his father, who was still praying, and gave his dad a leg hug. After the father was done praying, he took his son's hand and they went to light up candles in front of the icon of Christ and Theotokos, and then went to the pew. And my friend said that watching that interaction from the pew was simply amazing. What a beautiful formation this father was offering to his children. Because what did his family see? They saw their father already praying. And the father simply showed his family something that is truly essential in his life. St. John Chrysostom, our patron of our church, he says that the glory of children is their father, who is entrusted by God with the responsibility to protect and train them. What more glorious training could those children receive than to see their father be like Christ-like example of prayer, strength, and sacrifice? So my friend shared this memory with all of us, with the guys, and no one said anything. And it may be sad because nobody thought nothing of it. No one saw the true value of the interaction of father and his family. Later that week, after that discussion, my friend and I returned to that topic and we talked a little bit more about it. I wanted to know more because there was some kind of a treasure hidden in it. And after a while, we came to a solid conclusion. And the conclusion was simple, but very difficult. That true Christian fatherhood must consist of sacrifice and suffering. This is what I want to talk about today. Today we are celebrating Father's Day. And there is always this split within the church whether we should celebrate this day as a church feast day or not. I don't believe this feast day should be celebrated in a church unless it is understood under a Christian understanding what fatherhood is. Because anything else falls short. I don't want to sound critical, but today's world is so messed up that I do not believe that men, and even Christian men, actually know what is expected of them nowadays. And I think that expectation was lost a few generations ago. So what is actually Christian fatherhood? Christian fatherhood is a vocation. It is not just given to the fathers, but also spiritual fathers, uncles, godfathers, grandfathers, brothers, and all men. And this vocation needs to be cultivated on a daily basis from very, very young age. So this story that was shared with me by my friend was exactly the image that each man should yearn for. And that image is holiness. Each man has the possibility to become a guide to holiness through their own holiness. And that is our expectation, to become holy, so we can sanctify our family and loved ones through our serious life alterations. This means that we must lower our yearning for the worldly things, for the worldly stuff that takes us away from God. And raise our expectations towards what are holy things. Men in general, especially Christian men, need to become these domestic pastors or spiritual leaders of their households once again. It is up to us to define the relationship with how God looks like in our household. It's not up to me. I don't live with you. It's the men in the families who challenge, who point to the right direction. Man is responsible for leading what God has given him. Let's seriously put God in the first place in our life, and we will immediately see how much sacrifice and suffering it will bring into our life. Because we'll be torn between the world and the church immediately. For decades now, the world has formed or thought man to be weak. And it chose. It chose in the church in general. Men stopped to pray. And the result is weak faith and empty churches. Fathers, I'm sorry, But bringing our families to church once a week will not cut it. And if we think that once a week for 1 hour is satisfactory, then we are wrong. 1 or 2 hours in a whole week. What is it, like 165 hours? Will not instill our families, in our families, the love for God that is necessary for our salvation. Unless we have a good prayer life at home. What is cultivated at home, what is prayed at home, will be multiplied here in a church. Prayer comes from home. So fathers, create a home church within your house. Make a prayer corner where you go and pray every single day. Pray alone, pray with your family, and become Christ-like spiritual leader that each family needs. Christ is the measure of all things. Every man, father or not, should have Christ as an example and should strive to become Christ-like, like a clone. This will help to become a saving grace in this godless world in which we live in. Look at the scriptures. Book of Job. Prophet Job did sacrifices and worship in the morning continually, day after day, in order to sanctify his wife and his children. Prophet Job did this in case his family offended God by their action. And there are many more examples in the scriptures where these heroic men prayed for their families and pointed them in the right direction. In both examples, either the father or the prophet Job, they both suffered and sacrificed. They both gave something in order to gain something, gain the heavenly grace for them and their families. So when we celebrate Father's Day today, remember what we need to become. Remember that Christian fatherhood means turn fully to God, to live the gospel, and to lead and teach our families to do the same. It will not be a life of ease. But may God bless our sacrifice and grant us courage in one of the most important roles in Christian life. Glory to Jesus Christ.